what do you call the sweet spread that you put made by boiling sugar and juice? Not marmalade, but or jam, but.
You mean jelly?
Yeah. If there's some apples and a child wants one, he might say, "What? How would he ask for the apple, possibly?"
May I have an apple?
Well, if a child wanted one and he was.
Give me an apple.
Okay.
Is that what?
If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those boys.
Okay. Or suppose you identified a certain group, you would say, you know, it wasn't these, it was
those.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You might say it was them.
Well, how would you distinguish which you would use? Just whichever.
I'd have a hard time distinguishing, I think, if I was. I just don't know.
Well, would you say those boys, or would you say them boys?
Oh,
if
no,
you
no,
the noun,
no, no. If I said it wasn't these, then I think I could say it was those. Yes, I wouldn't say it was them. I'd say it was those. No. I just don't know. Because those boys, but you have to use them somewhere. Where would you use them? You tell me. Would you say them? It was them? Would you say it was them?
I think I would sometimes.
All right, and if it was a bunch of boys, then you'd be saying it was them boys. That wouldn't be correct, would it? So you wouldn't say it was them.
Yeah, it might not be correct, but I would probably say.
Well, I would say it was them. Or it was those, whichever happened to hit my mind first, but them doesn't sound correct.
If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's. If you were trying to get someone to look at a tree that was in a far distance, you would say that tree, oh.
Way over there?
Okay. If you owned a lot of peach trees, you might have a.
Orchard. Except it would be an orchard, not a orchard.
Okay. When you were a boy, your father was poor, but next door was a boy. What would you say? If it was the opposite situation of yours, next door was a boy.
Who was rich?
Well, if he wasn't, it would be a boy. If your father was poor.
Yeah. But
there was a boy next door.
Whose father was rich.
Okay. Inside of a cherry, what is it called that you don't eat?
The pit.
And then inside of a peach, what is it that you don't eat?
The seed.
Right. What kind of peach is it where the flesh is tight around the seed or the stone? What do you call this? We have to cut the seed out. Do you have a particular name for this kind?
No, not really.
What would you call a cling peach?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. What about a hard peach or a pressed peach? Would you ever, heard those different types?
No, never have.
What about a peach you break open and take the seed out, as opposed to a clean peach? Yeah.
What do you mean, what about it? What
would
I
you call it?
It would just be a peach.
Freestone, do you know what
they're using? Well, I imagine if you were to call the seed the stone, then it would follow that a freestone would be one that was free of a stone.
All right.
But I don't know where they grow that way or where they just remove.
What do you call a part of an apple that you throw away, that you don't eat?
The core.
The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast that Uncle Bobby raises.
Peanuts.